America was founded largely by Christians for religious freedom, yet it seems our freedoms are ebbing away. On January 18, 2026, there was a dramatic attack on a church during the Sunday morning service in St. Paul, Minnesota, as part of the ongoing anti-ICE attacks in that state. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters, said of this recent attack on the church, quote, This was not a mere disruption, but a deliberate act of intimidation, harassment, and fear-mongering aimed at a congregation simply because the pastor holds a position in public service, end quote. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back Troy Miller to the program. Troy, thanks so much for joining us again.
Jerry, great for having me. Thank you.
Sure. I appreciate all you do. So for those who are not familiar with this particular story, why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so this church, St. Paul in Minnesota, up there was just doing their normal Sunday church service when in came this large, you know, group of people to disrupt their service and apparently to protest that one of the pastors there, it was originally reported the lead pastor, but it wasn't, that one of the pastors there was supposedly bivocational and in his other position served in a public service role somewhere with the Department of Homeland Security, thought to be part of ICE. And they decided that was enough to come in and violate this church's civil rights.
Now, in this protest, and I've seen some of the videos and so forth, there were some nasty remarks made by some of these almost professional agitators, I guess, but along the lines of, you know, you're not really good Christians because you're allowing ICE to do what ICE is doing, which, by the way, is being perverted or twisted around as if ICE is the bad guy and not the good guy for trying to remove the real bad guys.
Well, that's often how this messaging goes, is trying to, you know, place the blame on somebody else when actually ICE is just doing the job that they were empowered to do, called to do by Congress, and that's to enforce this country's immigration laws. And you're right. It was the whole scene, if you watch, and I watched several different videos of it, the whole scene, as I said, was about intimidation. It was meant to send a message here. But could you imagine, Jerry, you're sitting in your Sunday service, you're about to worship, you're in this great mood because you're together with fellow believers, and in rushes this group, you're there with your family, and these people just start to, they weren't just being obnoxious. They were literally yelling at parishioners there, to the point where I've seen some of the videos where just people there with their family, small children, they were terrified. They were terrified of what was going to go next. What was going to happen next? What were this group that was angry about going to do next? And Jerry, they brought media with them. They brought cameras and they brought reporters with them. That this was a stage event for a purpose.
It's funny too. Don Lemon even was there, and he was asked about it. And he said, "Oh well, you know, this is basically a public event. We have the right to protest, but there's a violation of the Christians' liberties to freely exercise their religion, and that's directly in the Constitution as well as, you know, the free speech rights."
It's clearly a civil rights violation. It's clearly a right violation of this church's First Amendment rights to their free exercise of religion. They didn't go there and say, this is, yes, churches are public venues, are open to the public, but they're not open for the public to come in and violate the purpose that the people are there for. And so we're really pleased to see that the Justice Department has made some arrests in this. Not only are they looking at civil rights actions, this is also a violation of what's called the FACE Act. The FACE Act protects houses of worship from this kind of action. It's often used to protect, unfortunately, abortion clinics from pro-life protest. As a matter of fact, it was used here in my hometown of Mount Juliet, Tennessee, to put 11 people in jail for simply praying in the hallway. So we're hoping that the Justice Department is going to send a clear message here. Otherwise, Jerry, we know this is just going to be the beginning of many escalations.
What was the impact on the children of the congregation itself? Do you know anything about that in terms of these people coming in and protesting?
Well, like I said, we've talked to some folks up there that were present there. We've seen some of the videos, and they were terrorized. I mean, could you imagine you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old or so, and you've been in church and you're doing this, and all of a sudden these adults come in, they pour in, they're yelling, they're calling to question your faith, yelling at your parents, they've disrupted the whole service. Again, frightened. Many of these kids were frightened.
You know, it's so ironic, too. Let's talk for just a moment about ICE itself and the anti-ICE movement. You remember, Troy, since you're the president of the NRB, that movie, Sound of Freedom, a couple years ago, made a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And it was all about sex trafficking that is taking place in our world. Okay, it focused on two unfortunate children, a brother, sister, that were children, and they were victims of this sex trafficking. Well, a lot of the illegals that have poured through, you know, the previous administration's open borders included literally tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of children that were victims or are victims of this sex trafficking. That Sound of Freedom, so powerful, just dealt with these two victims, and yet the protesters at that church were against ICE, not in favor of ICE, getting rid of the bad guys.
Well, you know, Jerry, the interesting thing is about these protesters and all of these anti-ICE protests across the country is that these are the same groups of folks that are usually out there calling for tolerance. They're calling for rule of law. You know, in the last administration and previous administrations, when things like this would happen, oh, we have to follow the rule of law. We can't be a country of no laws. And yet ICE is enforcing these laws. And as you said, many of them protect from human trafficking. They protect from drug trafficking. We've seen even the mainstream media has had to agree that those numbers have plummeted, since this administration started to enforce the immigration laws in this country. And as Christians, we know that to love our neighbor means to protect our neighbor, to protect these people from these kinds of predators that are out there. And yet somehow, because this is not a policy of theirs, or it's seen as a policy of this administration that they hate, they had decided that they were going to now bring this battle to the church. And again, I think, Jerry, I think we have to look at this and think about what kind of further escalations are we going to see?
You know, Troy, you are the moderator, the president of the National Religious Broadcasters. I've been to several of those excellent conventions. What is the chance that some, you know, anti-Christian group could barge through or something and, you know, just try and disrupt your meetings, you know, when you have your convention and so forth soon?
Well, it's something we're going to certainly be on more awareness about, and it's not the first. It happened to NRB about 15 years ago. We had a group of LGBTQ protesters that came in, and they were protesting the same-sex marriage stance that the NRB takes and its members takes, that marriage is between a man and a woman. And so yeah, and look, we've come a long way in 15 years. We've seen and that was very peaceful. It was mostly peaceful. They left when they were told to leave. But we've seen that this kind of escalation today, as you said, with a lot of paid, you know, these sort of paid protesters, paid agitators, that are there. So again, it's not only a concern for us in our convention in a few weeks, but it should be a concern for every church across this country.
Churches should be really a place of sanctuary. Yet we've seen church shootings, and that's extremely violent.
It is, you know, and you're right, a place of sanctuary. Look, we're in Tennessee, happened to be this week. We're in the middle of a big ice storm. Most of the churches around here have opened up for shelters for people that have lost power or need assistance or don't have food. You can come and stay at the church. That's the kind of institution that the church is. And the fact that they've turned churches into the enemies, again, it's this kind of stance that we've seen out there. If you're not for us, then you must be against us. There is no neutral ground in dialect anymore. And so the church now is increasingly finding itself under attack because, quite honestly, Jerry, it's the Judeo-Christian values. It's the morality and the ethics that we hold on as Christians that is the one bulwark. It is the wall right now that is stopping a lot of these progressive kinds of policies and ideologies from just rolling over the country.
You know, it's interesting when we were talking about the sanctuary of sanctuaries, that is the sanctuary of churches. And then I thought, oh, that term sanctuary is being used by Minnesota and other states. And we're a sanctuary state, which means that illegals are welcome to stay here. And we're going to turn ICE into the bad guys. That's almost like a twisting, I think, of the word sanctuary.
Oh, it's a complete twisting of the word sanctuary, because the idea of sanctuary in the church was the idea of faith and the idea of justice, and there was a process to go through for that. Turning your country into your county or your city or your state into a sanctuary that opposes federal laws in this country, that's not sanctuary, that's insurrection in my mind.
All right, now the fellow that was an associate pastor of that church was an employee of ICE, is that correct? And that's why they victimized that particular church, correct?
That's our understanding that at this point. It's an associate pastor that was there. There's bivocational pastors. We have many bivocational pastors across this country. And simply because he happened to be working in the Department of Homeland Security for ICE, then that's why that church was targeted.
It's really tragic what's been happening in Minnesota the last few weeks. What's strange, though, too, is that before all those things started to come down, the governor and the mayor, the congressperson, the attorney general, et cetera, there were big investigations saying, wait a minute, are we to understand that billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money was being basically stolen in the name of trying to help, start all these different schools and so forth, but there were no students. In other words, they weren't providing services. They were just basically stealing the money.
Yeah, that's still under investigation. The amount of fraud there that went on there, as you said, in the billions and billions of dollars that was, was taxpayer money that was completely misappropriated, stolen. Lots of it went to foreign countries, was shipped out of this country, went to aid nefarious groups, even terrorist organizations it's been connected to. And so, yeah, that it's interesting that was the lead. But Jerry, this isn't Minnesota is maybe ground zero right now. But we have to remember that ICE has been dealing with this in California. They have been dealing with this in Washington State, in Seattle, in Oregon, in Portland, in Illinois, and even some senses in New York as well. These groups that have been disrupting these federal agents from doing their duties, from executing the law. And so there's behind this, there's a real coordinated effort to make sure that this activity can't go on. So somebody is very vested in the fact of keeping illegal aliens here. And remember, right now, the administration is targeting those people that have criminal backgrounds, criminal that are wanted on criminal charges. They were after the recent shooting in Minnesota. They were after a man who had criminal charges against him, including a possible murder charge. And yet these crowds are disrupting the agents from doing their duty and arresting criminals. It's mind-boggling.
Troy, we're out of time. NRB.org for more information. Troy Miller, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.